to Real World News.
Interview with Luis Ruiz of the Organization for the Struggle for Land, Paraguay. The Human Rights and International Solidarity Mission that took place in Paraguay last week in Curuguaty Department enabled Paraguayan peasant and human rights organizations to know in firsthand how the region was hit after the June 15th massacre. This is what the member of the Organization for the Struggle for Land, OLT Villa Campesina, Luis Ruiz, who participated in the mission, said in an interview with Real World Radio. After listening to the families, we have a lot more information, and I believe the massacre was planned and organized by the Paraguayan police forces against the community, seeking a destabilization event as happened later. Some of the victims were directly executed by the police officers with heavy weapons. There are testimonies that indicate the presence of a helicopter in the area from which the peasants were shot, while other deaths were caused by a lack of medical attention on time, said Luis. This way, the official theory that this was a confrontation where armed peasants participated, an argument that was used in the impeachment against President Fernando Lugo, cannot be proven. The mission made up by FIAN International, the Global Campaign for an Agrarian Reform, Villa Campesina Central America, the Research Group on Human Rights and Sustainability of UNESCO's Chair at the Universidad Politécnica de Catalunya, Real World Radio, Friends of the Earth International, and Amuri, Villa Campesina South America, concluded that the decision to violently attack the peasants was made before the events. The disproportionate police presence, the indiscriminate use of police force with over 400 officers, 20 police cars, horses, a helicopter and ambulances from 4 a.m. on June the 15th, is proof of the fact that the state institutions responsible were already predisposed to cause a situation of extreme violence, reads a document written by the mission. The Paraguayan organizations that participated in the meeting include the National Coordination of Peasant Organizations, the Organization for the Struggle for Land, the National Coordination of Working, Rural and Indigenous Women, CONAMURI, the People's Agrarian Movement, and the National Organization of Independent Native Peoples. Luis Ruiz said that the struggle for land in his country has a long record and the issue is shared by all Paraguayan peasant organizations. Since the Triple Alianza War, consisting in a coalition of the hegemonic forces in Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay that massacred the Paraguayan civil population in 1864 and hindered the development of the country, the lands have been distributed among the friends of those in power, including foreigners, said Luis. As a result of this and of Alfredo Stroessner's dictatorship, the longest military dictatorship of the Southern Cone, today Paraguay is one of the most unequal countries in the planet in terms of land property. By fighting for land, we are actually fighting for a real distribution of the country's richness, he concluded.
You are listening to Real World News.